dreams. Tina Bandabasha. We are the youth living our dreams. Dreams.
Tina, Tina. Abantu, Abasha, Abantu, Abasha.
Dreams.
At the same time,
Were you at school,
Mali,
Lisa and I went back to the clinic.
That's great. How did it go, Lisa?
Actually, it went better than I thought in Bali.
Oh, I'm so glad. That nurse really surprised me, yes?
Really? And how?
She was so knowledgeable, wasn't she, Lisa?
She was. I think she's obviously done this lots of times before.
What did she say?
She said I can start treatment today.
So soon, Lisa?
Yes, that's how they do it now.
Yeah, what's it called again?
Trust you to forget, Ayanda. We only walked out of there 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my mind is on other things.
It's called test and treat.
What does it mean, Lisa?
It means that basically, as soon as you test positive for HIV, they can start you on treatment.
Is that a good thing?
It is, Mbali. It means you don't actually get sick. You start on the treatments as soon as you know, and it starts to work really quickly.
I know I was there with you and the nurse, but I don't actually know how the treatment works.
Typical Ayanda, listening with half an ear.
To tell the truth, I was just there for you, not for the information.
You know I appreciate the support though, Ayanda.
I know. So, how does it work?
If you take the treatment as it is prescribed...
Exactly as they told you to do, every day and at the same time every day.
Oh, so you were actually listening to some of it, Ayanda.
Ha, I was, Lisa.
Good to know. So, Mbali, the ARVs...
ARVs? Antiretrovirals.
Well done, Ayanda.
I did pick up a pamphlet.
So, the ARVs reduce the amount of HIV in the body, and then your CD4 count goes up.
What's a CD4?
CD4 cells are part of your immune system that get destroyed by the HIV.
So when the HIV count is high, then the CD4 count is low. And when the HIV is less, then the CD4 count is high.
Pretty much. Anyway, the ARVs prevent the HIV from spreading and your immune system gets strong again.
Hey, bro, didn't they have a name for that?
It's called viral suppression. It means there's only a small amount of HIV in your blood and then less chance of passing HIV to somebody else.
That sounds great. So you just need to take the ARVs and that's all?
She said you also need to take really good care of your health.
But you do that anyway, Lisa.
Yeah, that's true. With you and your mom and your fitness program.
I do eat healthily, which the nurse said is really important. And mom and I are still walking every day.
So you're pretty fit and still doing yoga.
Yeah, I was telling the nurse about that. She said it was a great idea.
Why?
She said it's easy to get stressed and overwhelmed, and so it's important to find the time to do quiet things and look after your emotional well-being.
And we're here for that too, Lisa.
That's right, Mbali. The nurse said that kind of love and support makes a huge difference.
Yeah, especially with the treatment.
How does that make a difference?
She said it's important to have people to remind you to take your pills and to go collect them from the clinic before the bottle runs out.
Well, you know we'll be there for you in every way we can.
I know, Mbali. You girls are a real lifesaver.
She also suggested that Lisa joins a support group.
But we are her support group.
I know you are. But this would be with other people who are on treatment.
Is that a good idea?
It is. You know, to share experiences about dealing with the side effects and that sort of thing.
That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, it does. As much as we can do, we don't know what it's actually like living with HIV.
You know, Ayanda, it really isn't that different.
Good.
I'm still going to live my life. Having HIV is not going to define me.
Sing it, sister.
I'm still going to carry on the maths club.
And the tutoring?
Yes.
And us?
Of course. Nothing would stop me from seeing you guys every week. You're my lifeline.
You see, we told you that nothing has to change.
It's just taking the pills.
And being extra careful about sex.
Gee, Ayanda, I think it's going to be a long time before I even think about having sex again.
Well, it doesn't have to be, Lisa.
But I don't want to infect anyone else.
And you don't have to, if your virus level is so low and you use condoms properly.
Maybe you and Mr. Matt can get back on track.
I don't know if I'm ready for a relationship right now.
Maybe not right now, Lisa. But in time, girl, you'll be ready again.
I hope so.
And until then, you know we love you.
Yes, Mbali, I know you do.
Group hug.
Dreams. Tina Bandabasha. We are the youth living our dreams. Dreams.
Tina, Tina. Abantu, Abasha, Abantu, Abasha.
Dreams.